Bez Hashem, we are learning Mishmaran Simin Lamed Vav, Siv Beis, Siv Katin Tes, Shinner 109. That's Siv Beis in Siv Katin Tes. Now we're going to read the Mechaber over here, where he told us that in the beginning of the Mechaber that every letter has to be complete. All the parts of the letter, the points of the letter, have to be touching. Except for two letters, the Hey and the Kuf. The Hey and the Kuf specifically should not be touching. The little left leg of the Hey or the Kuf should not be touching the top of the Gag, the roof of the Hey. So the Mechaber tells us by Sif Katan Tes, V'achas Sheinu Negas Psulin Uchein B'shar Oisiyos Chutz Mihei V'Kuf. So all the letters have to be one piece, and if it's not one piece, it's going to be puzzle. Says the Mishmar Sif Katan Tes in the bottom right. Kegoin Hanekuda Shelamata Shebegimul Oy Hanekuda Shebepei Oy Haregel Shebesoy Chatov Imloy Nagaba Ois Oy Sheyesh Hesek Beemsa Eze Ois. It's all going to be puzzle. And what he is talking about is just giving examples where the pei, for example, the Nakuda, it's called the Nakuda, the point inside of the pay. So it has to be touching to the top. It's all one piece. Later on, the pay, for me, is the most interesting letter to learn. Not because there's a pay in my last name, but because the pay has a pay in the pay. You'll see this later. You see this over here? It has like a little like a base to some degree. You see this in the pay?
Yeah.
There's another letter. You see that? Another. We'll get to that at the right time. But the point is discussing here, not to confuse anybody, is this little line on the top has to be connected to the roof. Everything, the leg of the tuff, has to be connected to the gag as well, the roof as well. If it's supposed to be connected, it cannot be separated. That's what he's discussing here. Says the Mishmar Sifkatin Yud, Chutz mihei v'kuf she'ein liga haregel begag v'imnag apostle, except for the hei and the kuf that it should not be touching. Ulechatchilo yehefsek b'chdei she'odom beinoni yakirena heiti mi'al sefer toyer shalgabi bima keshukari boy gam lo yarchiko yoyse mi'oivi hagag. So the Mishmur is telling us 2 points. Number one, when we say there should be a separation of the hay and the kuf, the little dot of the hay, that separation should be, how much of a separation should you make on it? So the separation should be, when you have an average sized person in height, go get an aliyah, and he's able to recognize that it's separated. That's sufficient of a distance from the gag, from the top, to the nekuda, to the point in the middle. It's not, you know, sometimes you have someone who's very tall, and he'll get an aliyah, it'll be too far. He doesn't see so much of separation. We're not going from his eyesight, his perspective, from his distance. Sometimes you have someone more on the shorter side, and you can see it clearly. Of course, there's a separation. Average height of a person, that's sufficient. Furthermore, you're saying, make sure that that dot is not too low down. If it's too low down or too far away from where it belongs, it also is going to look like a different letter. For example, over here, you see this hay? You see where the nekuda is? The nekuda is the point, right? It doesn't look so accurate. You see that? You see it's off? Because this dot is too far down. It's supposed to be higher up, like this one. As opposed to, it looks like it's like a dalid with something like a period. You see that? It looks like a dalid with a period. And someone has to tell you, no, that is a hay, because it's too far down. Sifkotin Yud Aleph on the top left column. On the top left column in most editions. Vuadin Hakuf B'Yerecho Yishivitzidah is discussing what we just mentioned, that it has the leg of the Kuf in the right place. V'choza Afidlo Imnase Hanegiyah Acharek Siva. He says here, it cannot be touching now. The hay and the kuf cannot be touching the gag, the top. And even if somehow, let's say a little ink spilled after it was written correctly, and now that ink that spilled, because the cipher is going to the next letter, and a little drop came and connected the two parts together, still no good. It's no good. And even if it's just a little hair's breadth, but at the end of the day, it's connected. And it's not supposed to be connected. This is what we said earlier. The tiny drop will be a problem. Now, I just want to talk for a second in our generation. You ever send someone an email and you ask me, did you get my email? It happens to me all the time. You send, you receive, you know, you don't get, you know, right? So then all of a sudden you're like, yeah, and then you look at it and you see, you read it back to the person and everything's correct. So why didn't it go? So he says, read it one more time. And there's one dot which is missing. Or there's one dot that's in, it's extra. Or you know what else happens sometimes? You accidentally press the space bar. In the world of the computer brain, that's another like letter. Pressing space. And it doesn't go. The email doesn't go. If we have one dot off, one extra, one connection where it's not so it's connected, or it isn't connected, or it is, vice versa. In certain scenarios, it could actually be a puzzle. That's why I just use that as a muscle. Where the email won't go, you could also, old example of dialing the wrong, one wrong digit also doesn't work. You don't get to the person you want to call. But we live in the world of email, so I'm giving that example. Okay. We now continue. So he says here at the end, he says, Ein Shom, take a look in Simulam Beis if you'd chaz, but in Tikkun Ha'oyis, im Leikos of Achaz, di Lavachi, Havish Leikosidron. So he says, there's also a conversation, a discussion which we had earlier, which we'll talk about more again, is that of going back and fixing the letter that was connected. Can you go back after you already wrote the next letter? Is that a problem of Shloikosidron, going out of order, Seder, right? That's why you always have to have Seder in life, order. Right? Is that a problem of Shalai Kisidron? Or is it not a problem of Shalai Kisidron not going out of order? Fine. Siv Gimel. Sarich Letayik Shatnes Gates. Sound familiar? Yep. You have to put Tagin crowns on top of the letters Shin Ayin Tes Nun Zayin. Gimel Tzadi. Shatnes Gates. Vasif Nagu Letayik Oysis Acheris. And there's a custom that Seifim have to put on Tagin on other letters as well. Gates like possible. And if you did not put the letters, the crowns and the letters of Shatnez Gates, it's not going to be possible according to the Mechaber. We are now back in Sif Kotin Yud Beis on the previous page. The Tayeg. Now, what are Tagin? What are crowns? So we're going to say in the Mishnah Brura, there are two ways of making crowns. The first way is the stick figure type way. In other words, if you ask me to draw you a picture of a person, I'm going to draw you a stick figure. I show it to my children, they'll be like, Abba, what's that? That's not a picture. And they'll draw a nice picture. I'm like, well, if that's the way you draw pictures, that's the way I draw pictures. So that's the first way, the stick figure of three lines. And the middle line will be higher, like your first three fingers, not your pinky. That your middle finger is higher. This is almost exactly what the crowns are. Okay? Then we're going to say the better approach is that each crown should look like a Zion. How does a Zion look? So the Zion has... Here's your Zion. This is your Zion. Three tiny, small Zions. Okay? And we're gonna make... That's going to be what like the Tagin are. Just like you see over here. This is the first approach, the three like stick figure crowns. You see right on top of the letter. And the next one is the three little Zions. Now, can you see from back there? No? You want to pass it back?
Sure.
Okay. Now, the next thing I want to mention that we're going to discuss also is that you don't want to put these crowns, these tagin, flush to the edges of the letters. You don't want to do that. Because if you do that, it looks like the letter is longer. Like, I'll give you an example. Let's say you have the letter Kuf. And you make a crown at the letter Kuf. Make a tag on the letter Kuf. You know what's going to happen? If you make the tag too long, too high, you know what's going to happen? It looks like a lamed. The kuf with the, if you make it flush at the end, it could look like a lamed. We're going to see this halachas. Yes, yeah. Okay? Yeah. Thank you. So you want to put the tagin in the middle of the letter. You want to put the tagin in the middle of the letter. You understand when I say the letter, I mean the, at the top of it, right? Not at the not flush on the sides. So that was just an introduction to see a little background, and let's read the words inside. Sif katan yud beis, the tayeg, we should put crowns, afil b'sefer Torah, even in the sefer Torah, v'kol shekein b'tefillin mezuzos, even more so, when you write tefillin mezuzos, we should make the crowns. V'hatagin ha'ilu ha'im shloshet tagin k'tanim v'dakim k'chut asayir, these are three small, thin crowns. Z'kufois al eilu ha'oisius, they're standing straight up on the letters. Echad mimin v'echad mismol v'echad milumayla. Three of them, one on the right, one on the left, one in the middle. It's like a thin line called tag v'tag. Kach neigin be'ilah ratzos. V'toyv yois, it's even better. Last is kol echad ke'ein t'muna zayin, to make each one of these tagin like a zayin, like we just explained. Ach shiyu k'tanim d'dakim oid, but it should be very small. Okay. Any questions? Sifkot and Yudgim was shot in his gates. V'u adin tzadik fufov and nun pshuto. So too the tzadik and nun should also have, according to some, a tag, crowns. V'im hoisif ha-soifer la'asos tag in chutz mi oisiyos shot in his gates. And if the soifer adds more crowns besides for these letters of shot in his gates, v'chutz mi elam uskar mitur b'levush, besides for those who are mentioned in the sefer, the tur or the levush, shenagu behem ha-soifer, that the soifer add, and I'm going to say something parenthetically, I just read the words Tor, I just read the word Levush. Now, we have a shir, the next slot, from the Dovid Aaron Gross, who goes through explanation of what who these people were, the Tor, who was the Tor, who was the Levush. So that's why we have that shir with the purpose that when we learn these svarim of the Mishnah Brura, it won't just be like, oh, the Levush. Levush means clothing. Oh, so if you put on clothing, which has no meaning. The name of this sefer is called Levush, from Rav Mordechai Yaffa, who was a Talmud of the Ramah, and many others as well. So that's, I just wanted to mention why that's so important, so that we mention, we learn these Sfarim, the Tor, who was the Tor? The Yaakov Baal HaTurim. So we'll have a relationship and connection to these names of the Sfarim. Shenagu Behem HaSeifim Lo Ikev. It doesn't prevent a person from fulfilling the mitzvah, if you put on other letters as well. However, if you put a tag, when you don't have to, but if you do it, make sure it's connected to the letter. You can't have it hanging over there. Okay? If it's not connected, you should erase it. How do you erase it? It means you scratch it off. And even if by the letters of Hashem's name, where we generally are very careful not to bring the scalpel near Hashem's name, we can still erase these crowns that are not connected. The Mishnah tells us, don't add. It's better not to add crowns onto letters that are not mentioned in the Sfarim. Now, a person might think, you know what? It looks so nice with the crowns on these letters. Let me make crowns on every letter. So he says, it's better not to do that. V'tiyug shel shanis gates, hu b'shin al roish hashlishi, shelo oiz, hu b'ayin v'tes v'tzadi al roish hasmoli. So the Mishmur now tells us, where on the letter of the shin, the ayin, the tes, and tzadi, should you make the crowns? So he says, you make it on the farthest left side of it. When I say left, meaning if it's in front of you. Now let me show you over here. The shin has three tops to it. They call them a yud. You want it when the letter is facing in front of you on the leftest side, on the farthest left side. And it's the same thing by the ayin. The ayin has two tops to it. There's the right side or the left side. You want on the left side. You're always putting on the leftest side. Okay? That's what Mishu has just told us over here. He says further. So now he tells us, like we mentioned earlier, had bikein beemtziisoy loy besoyfoy, and you want to put the tag in the middle of the letter on the top, and not flush to the edge. You see how it's in the middle of the letter on the top, because if it's flush to the edge, then there's a concern that it might change the formation of the letter. For example, let's say this kuf. You see, there's a tag on the kuf. It's not flush at the edge. If it was flush to the edge, and let's say you made a big tag, a large one, it could look like a lamed. It could look like a lamed, which is a problem. It could change the actual formation of the letter. So a person wants to put on the crown. He wants to put the crown on. He wants to make it look better. In the meantime, he could passel the letter by changing the kuf to a lamed.
I mean, there's a little tagim on top of the lamed and the pay and the pay sofit. Those are not called tagim, right?
So I think what you're referring, you're referring to the kites. This over here, this
yes.
line. Yeah. And it's funny you point that out because I just noticed that as well, and I was just thinking about it. Yeah, these are called koitzim. Koitz is like, you know, like the edge of a, so like a stem.
There's a big one on the ches.
Well, the ches is not really called a koitz. Let me find my ches. Oh, I mean that one. Yeah. You're by the za. Yeah. At the edge. Yeah, that is a large one. Yeah. Yeah. Right. So that's not a tag. Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Because if you notice, it's like a straight line coming up,
right,
as opposed to the dot on top.
Like even on the olive. I mean, it looks like it's part of the yud in the olive, right?
Oh, yes. That is because if you look at a yud, mm-hmm. See how the yud has on the top of the yud as a koitz, a line going up, right?
Right.
So now on the olive, it has that little line going up as well.
Uh-huh. Right.
As well, you know, just as you're taking
and
a yud and going down, 100%, and that would be a problem if you don't have it there. I want to tell you something. Next time you have your mezuzahs checked, go over and don't breathe too much over the cipher, but enjoy looking at what he's checking, and you're going to have more of an understanding of what he's doing. Okay, let's continue over here. Try to finish to the bottom of the page. And we'll learn Musar at the next slide, Mitzvah Shem. He says further, Kosu ha'achroinim b'shem chuas ha'rama. This is Rama with an ayin, not Rama with a hey. These are two different people. She'izar she'yu ha'tagin nefrodin. Kol echod mi'chaver k'dei sh'lo yeiro'o kol rak t'muna zinun. Ulay k'ayin v'shin. Ulay kuvahu. He says, make sure the tagin, the crowns, are coming down separately, that they're not connected. You know why? Because if they're connected, you put two things connected like this. You know what it's going to look like? Look like an ayin. You put three things connected at the bottom, and it'll look like a shin. Okay? Oh, we got the picture. He has a picture of this, but we got the point of what that means. So make sure they come straight down. The tag, once again, has to be touching the letter. If it's not touching, it's possible. So the Mishmur says, we learned in the Shulchan Aruch on the top of the page that if you don't make the tag, it's not going to be possible. That's true. But if you do make the tag, you have to make sure it's touching. This is worse. Why would it be possible? Because in between the rows, a shita is a row. In between the rows, it's supposed to be blank, empty. So now it looks like you have another letter hanging in the middle of the row. Why is it hanging? Because it's not connected to the bottom letter.
So you're saying if they're connected, they look like an ayin or a shin, right?
Well,
that's why you wouldn't have a letter there?
Two things. One is, we're saying when you make a three tagin, they have to come down straight down. They cannot be connected at the bottom. If you connect two lines together at the bottom, now you just formed a different letter. You formed an ayin. Okay? That's why it comes straight down. The second thing we said is that when you make the tag, it cannot be hanging above the letter. It has to be connected to the letter. That's the second thing we said.
Because even if it's a single one hanging up, you would have hanging Zions in the middle there. You shouldn't have those extra.
You can't have anything in the middle of the row. That's correct. Says further in the Mishnah Berurah, V'ayim b'yad Ephraim, shekosav duloy mahani, af im yamshichim achakach el ha'ois. So if you have this hanging tag, this hanging crown, it doesn't help to just connect it. But rather you have to scrape it away and rewrite it. It's only if you know it was written properly, correctly by a kosher sofer, an expert, and then something happened to it afterwards and it got disconnected. Only in that case we're saying you can draw a line to connect it. And he explains from the Levush Yisrod, which is his commentary is found in the Shulchan Aruch, the harama srilei d'loy gara dover zeh, the fact that it's the tag is not connected, it's not any worse, micheso nakovas gevil, ne'inim akev rapid chila. What did we learn? What did we learn about the letter that has to be surrounded by the cloth? Every letter, when you write the letter, it has to be surrounded by cloth on all sides. But when does that rule apply? That's only when you write it for the first time. For example, let's say you wrote the letter, and then somehow the cloth got torn, and now at the edge, here's the letter, my finger, my left hand is the finger, the letter, and there's no cloth on it, on the other side. Is it possible? The answer is no. Because originally when you wrote it, there was cloth, there was parchment around it. So he's saying over here, the Levush Yisrael says that it could be, there are those that hold, that it's only when you wrote the tag, the crown, originally, that's when it has to be connected to the letter. But if it got disconnected somehow, after you wrote it properly, you can still just add a little ink, and you don't have to scrape it away and rewrite it. And it's not a problem. And he's even saying more than that. He's saying that some will say you don't even have to fix it. Why? Because you wrote it correctly in the first place. Just like the cloth, where the letter was totally surrounded by the cloth.
How do you know it wasn't written?
That's a very good question. So how do you know if it wasn't? The understanding is, well, you find out who wrote it. If you have an expert cipher who wrote it, you can assume, you can go into the chazaka, so to say, that he knows what he's doing, and he did it properly. That's a very good question you're asking. So according to this understanding, if it wasn't touching originally, you can't fix it. Just like by a kavas gvil. Let's say you have a letter that was not surrounded by cloth. Is there a way to fix that? We learned there is. There is. How do you do that? You scrape away. Exactly. You scrape away a little of the letter. Let's say you have a letter coming down too far all the way to the bottom of the cloth. And it's mamish flush to the bottom. So what you do is you scrape away a little amount. So you don't change what the letter is. But now it's surrounded all by cloth. And that's what he says over here. Similar to what the Magen Avraham said in regards to the cloth. That you can fix it as well. Just conclude over here. You should be machmir like the Yad Ephraim. What did the Yad Ephraim say? To erase that little tag, the crown, and to rewrite it. That's what he says is best to do. And Mitzvah Hashem, we will pick up tomorrow. Everybody, tomorrow from Sif Katin, Yud Dalit.
Yud Dalit. 14.